As beneficiaries in receipt of income distributions can always claim a tax credit of 50%, HMRC must have a method of making sure that any tax reclaimed by beneficiaries does not exceed the tax originally paid by the trustees. HMRC does this by asking the trustees to maintain something called a tax pool. The tax pool is essentially a running total of tax paid by the trustees less any tax credits which have been taken out of the pool by the beneficiaries. A record of the tax pool is maintained on a form which is sent to the revenue along with the trustees' tax return. Every year, when the trustees pay income tax, tax will enter the pool. The credits to the tax pool are as follows. Tax within the basic rate band will enter the pool, providing that such tax is payable at 20%. Where the basic rate band is wholly or partly taken up by dividends and tax is paid at 10%, that tax will not enter the pool. Any tax paid at 50% on non-savings income or interest will enter the pool. The position is more complicated for dividends. As far as dividends are concerned, what can enter the pool is restricted to dividends charged at higher rate only, multiplied by 32.5%. The 10% tax credit attaching to dividend income is not allowed as a credit into the tax pool. This is because the 10% credit is a notional tax credit, which can never be repaid. We'll run through a numerical example of this on the next page. Tax on income used to pay expenses does not enter the pool, even in cases where such income is taxed at 20%. Whenever tax credits on distributions are claimed by beneficiaries, the balance in the pool will go down. The tax claimed by beneficiaries is the total of the center columns on the form R185. For example, if a beneficiary receives a distribution of £5,000, this is net of £5,000 of tax, and this credit of £5,000 will therefore leave the pool. If at the end of the year the tax pool is in credit, this credit will be carried forward as a positive balance at the start of the next tax year. However, problems arise when the tax pool goes into deficit. Essentially, if a pool goes into deficit, this means that the tax paid by the trustees is less than tax that has been claimed by the beneficiaries. If at the end of the year the tax pool is negative, the trustees are required to make up the difference. This will increase the trustees' liability for the year, and an additional payment will be required under self-assessment. Let's run through a numerical example to show how the tax pool works. Look at the information on your screen. A discretionary trust has income and expenses for 2010-11 as per your screen. Rental profits, net of expenses, are £5,000. Bank interest, net of tax, is £4,800. UK dividends are £18,000. Trust management expenses are £450. The tax pool at the 6th of April 2010 stood at £1,000. In 2010-11, the trustees made an income distribution of £10,000 to a beneficiary. We will first calculate the tax payable by the trustees and then put together the tax pool. We start with the trustees' tax computation. The gross income of the trust is as per the screen. Trust management expenses are £450. These are grossed up and deducted from dividend income. The dividends chargeable at the higher trust rate are therefore £19,500. The basic rate band of £1,000 is taken up by non-savings income, giving tax of £200. The rest of the rents are taxed at 50%. Bank interest is also taxed at 50%. The dividends of £19,500, after expenses, are charged at 42.5%. The income used to pay the expenses, that is £500, is taxed at the lower dividend rate of 10%. The trustees' tax liability is therefore £13,537. We deduct the tax credits on the interest and on the dividends to give tax payable by the trustees of £10,337. We now turn our attention to the tax pool. The balance on the pool at the end of the previous tax year is £1,000. We now add in the appropriate tax paid by the trustees. The tax on the rents at 20% enter the pool. The tax at 50% on the rents and on the bank interest is also allowed to enter the pool. Dividends are more complex. What enters the pool is the taxable dividends above the basic rate band, that is £19,500, multiplied by 32.5%. This gives £6,337. The balance in the pool, before tax credits allocated to beneficiaries, is therefore £12,537. From this balance we remove tax credits claimed by beneficiaries on distributions. In the year, the trustees distributed £10,000 of income to a beneficiary. Beneficiaries are deemed to receive trust income net of a 50% tax credit. The tax credit claimed by the beneficiary is therefore equal to the net amount of the distribution, being £10,000. This reduces the balance in the pool, so the amount carried forward at the end of the tax year is £2,587. This will be the opening balance in the pool for the following year, when the same procedure will start again. You will see here that the balance on the pool at the end of the year is dependent on two things: the tax paid by the trust and the income which is distributed to beneficiaries in the tax year. Therefore, if we change the amount of income distributed, this will change the balance in the pool. The balance in the pool before beneficiaries' tax credits is £12,537. Assume this time that the income distributed to the beneficiary in the year is £15,000 rather than £10,000. Again, this is received net of a 50% tax credit. Therefore, the tax credit in this instance is equal to the net distribution of £15,000. You will see that the tax credit on the distribution exceeds the balance in the pool, giving a negative balance of £2,463. Where a tax pool becomes negative, the trustees must make up the difference by paying this tax to HMRC. This increases the trustees' tax liability for the year by an extra £2,463. This liability falls on the trust under Section 496 of the Income Tax Act 2007 and will be dealt with under self-assessment. It will also affect the payments on account to be made for the next year. The balance on the pool to carry forward to the next year will then be nil. Only positive balances can be carried forward. We can never carry forward a negative balance in the tax pool, as the tax has been discharged by the trustees. There are two practice questions to attempt to complete this session. The Alpha Trust had rental income of £24,000. The gilt interest is received gross. The dividends are received net, so we gross them up. From gross trust income, the trustees take a deduction for trust management expenses. The trust expenses are £3,000. As these expenses will have been met from the dividend income, they must be grossed up at 100 over 90. The income liable to tax at the rate applicable to trusts is as per your screen. The first £1,000 of non-savings income is taxed at 20%. The rest of the non-savings income, being £23,000, is taxed at 50%. The bank interest of £6,000 is taxed at 50%. The taxable dividend of £1,667 is taxed at 42.5%. Finally, don't forget that the dividend income of £3,333, which has been used to pay the expenses, is chargeable to tax at the dividend rate of 10%. The tax liability of the trust, before credits, is £15,741. As the gilt interest was paid gross, the only tax credit is the 10% notional credit on the dividends. The tax payable by the trustees under self-assessment is therefore £15,241. The balance in the tax pool at the start of the year is £2,000. The trustees' only income for the year is UK dividends. What will enter the pool is the taxable dividends in excess of the basic rate band of £1,000 multiplied by 32.5%. The net dividends of £72,000 must be grossed up to become £80,000. From gross dividends, we deduct the trust expenses. The trust expenses are £9,000. Because these are paid from dividend income, they must be grossed up at 100 over 90, giving taxable dividends for the year of £70,000. The first £1,000 of these dividends will fall into the basic rate band and will be charged at 10%. £69,000 of the dividends are charged at the higher rate. The tax credits which may enter the pool are therefore 32.5% of £69,000, giving £22,425. The balance in the pool before beneficiaries' credits is £24,425. From this we deduct any tax credits on distributions to beneficiaries. The trustees made an income distribution of £30,000 to a beneficiary. The tax credit attaching to this distribution is £30,000. As you will see, the tax credits claimed by the beneficiaries exceed the balance in the pool, leaving the trustees with a liability under section 496. This tax of £5,575 will be paid by the trustees under self-assessment. You are asked in the question for the balance in the tax pool carried forward at the 6th of April 2011. A negative balance can never be carried forward. Therefore, the balance in the pool at the start of the tax year 2011-12 will be zero. This example illustrates a practical problem for trustees. If trusts derive their income primarily from dividends, tax is being paid by the trustees at 42.5%. However, the notional credit of 10% cannot enter the pool, so the amount of credits within the tax pool are restricted to 32.5%. If an income distribution is made to a beneficiary, that income distribution carries a tax credit of 50%. Therefore, trustees with predominantly dividend income must be careful not to make excessive distributions, as they will leave themselves liable to additional liabilities under section 496. This concludes this lecture on income tax and discretionary trusts.